Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past five episodes, we completed a comprehensive series on risk management, covering market risk, leverage and debt risk, cash reserves, portfolio diversification, and building recession resilience. Today, we're starting a new topic that's equally critical to your success as a real estate investor, tenant screening. Tenant screening is your first line of defense against risk. Tenant and lease performance can significantly affect rental income, turnover, property condition, and management demands. A reliable tenant pays rent on time, takes care of the property, follows the lease, and stays for years. A tenant with lease performance issues may pay late or not at all, damage the property, violate the lease, disturb neighbors, and may require eviction. The difference can be thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in lost rent, legal fees, repairs, and stress. The good news is that effective tenant screening can help reduce certain rental and payment risks when applied consistently and lawfully. By the end of this episode, you'll understand comprehensive screening criteria, how to conduct credit checks, background checks, income verification, and rental history verification, items requiring further verification, and how to implement screening consistently and legally. Let's start with why tenant screening matters so much. Why tenant screening matters. Tenant screening is the process of evaluating prospective tenants to determine whether they're likely to be reliable, responsible, and compliant with the lease. Screening matters because, reason one, rent payment reliability. The primary purpose of screening is to identify applicants who are likely to pay rent consistently and on time. Tenants who don't pay rent create immediate cash flow problems, require collection efforts, and may ultimately require eviction. Screening helps you identify applicants with a history of paying obligations on time and sufficient income to afford the rent. Reason 2. Property care. Reliable tenants take reasonable care of the property, report maintenance issues promptly, and return the property in good condition at the end of the lease. Tenants with lease performance issues may damage the property, neglect maintenance, or create hazardous conditions. Screening helps you identify applicants who are more likely to be responsible tenants. Reason 3. Lease compliance. Reliable tenants follow the lease terms. They don't have unauthorized occupants, don't violate pet policies, don't engage in illegal activity, and don't disturb neighbors. Tenants with lease performance issues violate lease terms, create conflicts with neighbors, and may engage in activities that create liability for you as the landlord. Screening helps you identify applicants who are more likely to comply with lease terms. Reason 4. Tenant retention. Lower turnover can reduce vacancy, marketing, cleaning, and leasing costs. Turnover is expensive. Lost rent during vacancy, marketing costs, cleaning, repairs, and administrative time. Screening for stable, reliable tenants reduces turnover and increases long-term profitability. Reason 5. Legal and liability risk. Tenant-related risks can create legal and liability issues. Lease violations, property damage, neighbor complaints, illegal activity, or safety hazards. Screening helps you avoid tenants who are more likely to create these problems. Reason 6, time and stress. Managing lease performance issues is time-consuming and stressful. Late rent, constant complaints, property damage, lease violations, and evictions drain your time and energy. Reliable tenants require minimal management, allowing you to focus on growing your portfolio rather than managing problems. A consistent screening process can help reduce avoidable leasing and payment risk. The cost of screening is generally small compared with the potential financial impact of unpaid rent, turnover, or a disputed tenancy. Legal framework for tenant screening. Before we discuss screening criteria, it's critical to understand the legal framework. Tenant screening is heavily regulated by federal, state, and local laws designed to prevent discrimination and protect applicants' rights. Federal Fair Housing Act. The Federal Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, familial status, and disability. You cannot reject applicants, apply different screening criteria, or treat applicants differently based on these protected characteristics. State and local fair housing laws. Many states and localities have additional protected classes beyond the Federal Fair Housing Act. Common additional protected classes include source of income, sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, age, military or veteran status, and others. Know the protected classes in your jurisdiction and ensure your screening criteria and practices comply. Fair Credit Reporting Act. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, or FCRA, regulates how you obtain and use consumer reports, including credit reports, background checks, and eviction reports. Key FCRA requirements include: before obtaining a consumer report, confirm that you have a permissible purpose under the FCRA and comply with any authorization requirements imposed by the screening provider and applicable state or local law. Written authorization is a common best practice. If you take adverse action, such as denying an application, requiring a co-signer, charging a higher deposit, charging higher rent, or imposing other unfavorable terms, based in whole or in part on information in a consumer report, you must provide the applicant with an adverse action notice that includes specific information about the report and the applicant's rights. You must use consumer reports only for permissible purposes and must protect the information. Consumer reports must be securely disposed of when no longer needed. State and local screening regulations. Some states and localities have additional regulations governing tenant screening. Examples include limits on application fees, requirements to provide screening criteria to applicants in advance, restrictions on using certain types of information, such as criminal history, credit history, or eviction history, ban the box laws that restrict when and how you can ask about criminal history, requirements to consider mitigating factors or provide applicants an opportunity to explain negative information. Know the screening regulations in your jurisdiction and ensure compliance. Consistent application of screening criteria. One of the most important legal requirements is that you must apply your screening criteria consistently to all applicants. You cannot apply different standards to different applicants based on protected characteristics or for arbitrary reasons. Document your screening criteria in writing, apply them consistently, and maintain records of your screening decisions. Inconsistent application of screening criteria can create fair housing liability, even if the criteria themselves are lawful. Now let's discuss the components of comprehensive tenant screening. Component 1, rental application. The rental application is the foundation of your screening process. A comprehensive rental application should collect applicant information, full legal name, date of birth, social security number or other identification, current address, phone number, and email, employment and income information, current employer, position, length of employment, supervisor contact information, and gross monthly income. If the applicant is self-employed, request business name, type of business, length of self-employment, and documentation of income. Applicants may choose to document lawful income sources they want considered, subject to applicable law. Rental history. Current and previous addresses for at least the past 2 to 3 years, landlord names and contact information, rent amounts, and dates of tenancy. References. Personal or professional references, though these are often less useful than other screening components. Additional occupants. Collect occupant information only as needed for lawful occupancy, safety, and lease administration purposes. Do not use the presence or ages of children as a discriminatory screening factor. Pets. Information about any pets, including type, breed, weight, and age. Do not treat assistance animals as ordinary pets. Disability-related accommodation requirements may apply. Vehicle information. Make, model, color, and license plate number of vehicles that will be parked at the property, if relevant to parking rules. Authorization and disclosures. Authorization to obtain consumer reports, acknowledgement of screening criteria, and any required disclosures under federal, state, or local law. The application should be signed and dated by the applicant. If your written policy requires adult leaseholders or occupants to apply or be screened, apply that policy consistently and in accordance with local law. Incomplete applications should not be processed until completed. Component 2, credit check. A credit check provides information about an applicant's credit history, payment history, outstanding debts, and creditworthiness. What credit reports show? Credit and tenant screening reports may include credit accounts, payment history, collections, bankruptcies, and other information depending on the report provider and applicable law. Credit reports typically include payment history on credit accounts, whether the applicant pays on time, has late payments, or has defaulted. Outstanding debts, credit cards, auto loans, student loans, mortgages, and other obligations. Credit utilization, how much of available credit the applicant is using. Credit inquiries, recent applications for credit. Credit score, a numerical summary of creditworthiness, though not all tenant screening reports include scores. How to obtain credit reports? You can obtain credit reports through tenant screening services, which typically provide credit reports, background checks, and eviction reports in one package. Before obtaining a consumer report, confirm that you have a permissible purpose under the FCRA and comply with any authorization requirements imposed by the screening provider and applicable state or local law. Written authorization is a common best practice. What to look for? When reviewing credit reports, consider payment history. Does the applicant have a history of paying obligations on time, or are there frequent late payments, collections, or charge-offs? Outstanding debts. Does the applicant have manageable debt levels, or are they overextended? Credit score. While not the only factor, credit scores can provide a useful summary. However, some applicants with limited credit history may have low scores despite being responsible. Credit check limitations. Credit reports don't show everything. They don't show income, employment stability, rental history, or whether the applicant will be a reliable tenant. They also may contain errors or may not reflect recent changes in the applicant's financial situation. Use credit reports as one component of screening, not the sole determinant. Component 3, background check. A background check provides information about an applicant's criminal history, eviction history, and sometimes other public records. What background checks show? Depending on the report and applicable law, screening reports may contain criminal record information, eviction records, or other public record information. Background checks may be incomplete, restricted, or legally limited. Some background checks may also include other public records, such as liens, judgments, or bankruptcies. How to obtain background checks? Background checks are typically obtained through tenant screening services along with credit reports. Before obtaining a consumer report, confirm that you have a permissible purpose under the FCRA and comply with any authorization requirements imposed by the screening provider and applicable state or local law. Written authorization is a common best practice. What to look for? When reviewing background checks, consider criminal history. Criminal history screening is subject to federal fair housing law as well as state and local restrictions. Rules vary widely, and some jurisdictions limit when or how criminal records may be considered. Avoid blanket policies without first confirming current legal requirements in the property's jurisdiction. The FTC notes that a blanket refusal to rent to anyone with a criminal record may violate the Fair Housing Act. Consider the nature and severity of the offense, how long ago it occurred, evidence of rehabilitation, and the relationship between the offense and tenancy. Eviction history. Prior evictions may indicate a higher risk of future eviction, but consider the circumstances, how long ago the eviction occurred, and whether the applicant has had successful tenancies since. Some jurisdictions restrict the use of eviction history in screening. Sex offender registry. Residency restrictions, if any, vary by state and local law. Verify current requirements rather than assuming a registry entry creates a particular housing restriction. Background check limitations. Background checks may not be complete or current. Records may be missing, delayed, or contain errors. Background checks also don't show the full context of criminal or eviction history. Use background checks as one component of screening and consider the totality of the applicant's information. Component 4, income verification. Income verification confirms that the applicant has sufficient income to afford the rent. Income requirements. Some landlords use an income-to-rent multiple as part of their screening criteria, but the appropriate standard and permitted use of income criteria vary by market and jurisdiction. For example, some landlords require that the applicant's gross monthly income be at least 2.5 to 3 times the monthly rent. However, income requirements should be based on the property, market, and your risk tolerance, and must comply with applicable laws. Some jurisdictions prohibit income requirements above a certain multiple of rent or require consideration of other factors. How to verify income. Income verification methods include pay stubs. Request recent pay stubs, typically the most recent 2 to 3 months, showing the applicant's gross income, employer, and pay frequency. Employment verification. Verify employment or income through documentation or authorized verification services when appropriate. Tax returns. For self-employed applicants or applicants with variable income, request recent tax returns, typically the most recent 1 to 2 years. Bank statements. Request recent bank statements showing regular deposits consistent with reported income. Award letters. For applicants receiving Social Security, disability, retirement, or other benefits, request award letters or benefit statements. Other documentation. For applicants with income from other lawful sources, request appropriate documentation. Request only documentation reasonably necessary under your written screening criteria and protect sensitive financial information. Source of income discrimination. Many jurisdictions prohibit discrimination based on source of income. Income standards and how housing assistance must be counted vary by jurisdiction. Some source of income laws require landlords to evaluate only the tenant-paid portion of rent or otherwise modify traditional income calculations. Know the source of income laws in your jurisdiction and ensure compliance. Component 5, rental history verification. Rental history verification confirms the applicant's history as a tenant, whether they paid rent on time, took care of the property, followed the lease, and were reliable tenants. How to verify rental history? Contact the applicant's current and previous landlords, typically the most recent 2 to 3 landlords. Ask about objective facts. How long was the applicant a tenant? What were the tenancy dates? What was the rent amount? What was the payment history where lawfully disclosed? Were there any documented lease violations? Was there property damage beyond normal wear and tear? Are there any outstanding balances? Was proper notice given? Focus on objective, documented information rather than subjective opinions. Rental history verification challenges. Rental history verification can be challenging. Some landlords may not respond or may provide limited information. Some landlords may provide inaccurate or biased information. Applicants who have not rented recently, such as first-time renters, applicants living with family, or applicants who owned homes, may not have rental history. If rental history is unavailable, consider other factors such as credit history, employment stability, and references. Component 6, identity verification. Identity verification confirms that the applicant is who they claim to be. How to verify identity? Verify identity using a consistent process and retain only information permitted and necessary under applicable privacy and record-keeping rules. Request government-issued photo identification, such as a driver's license, state ID, passport, or military ID. Verify that the name, date of birth, and photo match the application. Identity verification helps prevent fraud and ensures you're screening the correct person. Items requiring further verification. During the screening process, watch for items that may require further verification. Item 1, incomplete or inaccurate application. Applications with missing information, inconsistent information, or obvious errors may indicate carelessness, dishonesty, or an attempt to hide negative information. require complete, accurate applications before proceeding with screening. Item 2. Missing required information. If required information is missing, follow your written process for incomplete applications and any alternative identity verification procedures available. Incomplete applications should not be approved. Item 3. Poor credit history. Frequent late payments, collections, charge-offs, high debt levels, or recent bankruptcies may indicate financial instability or inability to pay rent consistently. However, consider the context and whether there are mitigating factors. Item 4. Insufficient income. Applicants whose income is below your minimum requirement may struggle to afford the rent. However, some jurisdictions require consideration of other factors, such as savings, co-signers, or rental assistance. Item 5. Negative rental history. Prior evictions, frequent moves, or property damage may indicate higher risk. However, consider the circumstances, how long ago issues occurred, and whether the applicant has had successful tenancies since. Item 6. Criminal history related to tenancy. Criminal history involving property damage, violence, drug activity, fraud, or other conduct that could affect tenancy may indicate higher risk. However, you must comply with fair housing requirements and applicable state and local restrictions on the use of criminal history. Item 7. Inconsistent information. Information that doesn't match across the application, credit report, background check, and landlord references may indicate dishonesty or fraud. Investigate inconsistencies before making a decision. Item 8. Pressure to skip screening. Applicants who pressure you to skip screening, waive requirements, or make exceptions may be trying to hide negative information. Apply your screening criteria consistently to all applicants. Item 9. Offering to pay extra. Do not waive screening criteria in exchange for additional rent, deposits, or prepaid amounts unless your written policy and applicable law permit it. Item 10. Verify material information. Verify material information independently, even when an application appears strong. Implementing screening consistently and legally. To implement screening effectively and legally, step 1. Establish written screening criteria. Document your screening criteria in writing, including minimum income requirements, credit history standards, criminal history policy, including individualized assessment factors where required by law, eviction history policy, rental history requirements, any other relevant criteria. Make your screening criteria available to applicants before they apply, as required in some jurisdictions. Step 2. Apply criteria consistently. Apply your screening criteria consistently to all applicants. Don't make exceptions, apply different standards, or treat applicants differently based on protected characteristics or arbitrary reasons. Document your screening decisions and the reasons for approval or denial. Step 3. Obtain required authorizations. Before obtaining a consumer report, confirm that you have a permissible purpose under the FCRA and comply with any authorization requirements imposed by the screening provider and applicable state or local law. Written authorization is a common best practice. Provide required disclosures about your screening process. Step 4. Conduct thorough screening. Conduct all components of screening: application review, credit check, background check, income verification, rental history verification, and identity verification. Don't skip steps or rely on incomplete information. Step 5. Evaluate the totality of information. Consider all screening information together, not just one factor in isolation. An applicant with one negative factor may still meet your criteria if other factors are strong. Conversely, an applicant with multiple items requiring verification may be higher risk even if no single factor is disqualifying. Step 6. Provide adverse action notices. If you take adverse action, such as denying an application, requiring a co-signer, charging a higher deposit, charging higher rent, or imposing other unfavorable terms, based in whole or in part on information in a consumer report, you must provide an adverse action notice in accordance with the FCRA, the screening provider's requirements, and applicable law. The notice must include the name, address, and phone number of the consumer reporting agency that provided the report, a statement that the consumer reporting agency did not make the decision and cannot explain why the decision was made, a statement of the applicant's right to obtain a free copy of the report from the consumer reporting agency within 60 days, a statement of the applicant's right to dispute the accuracy or completeness of the report with the consumer reporting agency. If a credit score was used in the adverse decision, additional score-related disclosures may be required. Adverse action notices may be written, electronic, or oral under federal FCRA, although written notice is a best practice. Adverse action notices must be provided even if the consumer report was only one factor in your decision. FCRA obligations may also apply when a landlord uses a third-party reference checking service, not just a credit bureau or criminal background service. Step 7. Maintain records. Maintain screening and decision records for the period required by applicable federal, state, and local law and your legal counsel's record retention policy. Records help you demonstrate compliance with fair housing and screening laws if your decisions are challenged. Consumer reports must be securely disposed of when no longer needed. Step 8. Stay informed about legal requirements. Tenant screening laws change frequently. Stay informed about federal, state, and local fair housing laws, screening regulations, and consumer protection laws. Consult with legal counsel or fair housing experts to ensure your screening practices comply with current requirements. When to use professional screening services? Many landlords use professional tenant screening services to obtain credit reports, background checks, and eviction reports. Professional screening services offer several advantages. They provide comprehensive reports from multiple sources in one package. They can streamline reporting and compliance workflows, but using a third-party service does not eliminate the landlord's own legal obligations. They save time compared to conducting screening manually. They may provide additional tools, such as online applications, automated screening, and adverse action notice generation. However, professional screening services have costs, and fees and applicant charge limits vary substantially by jurisdiction. Evaluate whether professional screening services are appropriate for your portfolio based on the number of properties, screening volume, and your comfort with screening processes. Screening co-applicants and guarantors. If multiple adults will occupy the property and your written policy requires adult leaseholders or occupants to apply or be screened, apply that policy consistently and in accordance with local law. If an applicant does not meet your screening criteria but offers a co-signer or guarantor, use written guarantor criteria appropriate to the guarantor's financial role and apply those criteria consistently. A qualified guarantor can reduce risk, but ensure the guarantor agreement is legally enforceable in your jurisdiction. Screening for short-term rentals. If you operate short-term rentals, screening is different. Short-term rental platforms may provide identity, profile, or review tools, but those tools vary and should not be assumed to provide the same screening or legal protections as a traditional rental process. Consider additional screening for longer-term or higher-value bookings, such as reviewing guest profiles, ratings, and reviews. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do three things. First, review your current tenant screening process. Do you have written screening criteria? Are you conducting all components of screening? Credit checks, background checks, income verification, rental history verification, and identity verification? Are you applying criteria consistently? Second, ensure your screening process complies with federal, state, and local laws. Review fair housing requirements, Fair Credit Reporting Act requirements, and any state or local screening regulations. Consult with legal counsel or fair housing experts if needed. Third, if you don't currently use a professional screening service, research options and evaluate whether a screening service would improve your process and ensure compliance. A consistent screening process can help reduce avoidable leasing and payment risk. Final thoughts. Tenant screening is your first line of defense against risk. Tenant and lease performance can significantly affect rental income, turnover, property condition, and management demands. Effective tenant screening can help reduce certain rental and payment risks when applied consistently and lawfully. Comprehensive screening includes a complete rental application, credit check, background check, income verification, rental history verification, and identity verification. Watch for items requiring further verification, such as incomplete applications, missing required information, poor credit history, insufficient income, negative rental history, criminal history related to tenancy, inconsistent information, pressure to skip screening, offers to pay extra, or the need to verify material information independently. Implement screening consistently and legally by establishing written screening criteria, applying criteria consistently, obtaining required authorizations, conducting thorough screening, evaluating the totality of information, providing adverse action notices when required, maintaining records, and staying informed about legal requirements. Tenant screening is heavily regulated by federal, state, and local laws, including the Fair Housing Act, Fair Credit Reporting Act, and state and local screening regulations. Apply screening criteria consistently to all applicants and comply with all applicable laws. Consider using professional screening services to obtain comprehensive reports, streamline compliance workflows, and save time. Though using a third-party service does not eliminate the landlord's own legal obligations. Use written guarantor criteria appropriate to the guarantor's financial role and apply those criteria consistently. The cost of screening is generally small compared with the potential financial impact of unpaid rent, turnover, or a disputed tenancy. This podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial, legal, tax, or investment advice. Tenant screening practices must comply with federal, state, and local laws, including fair housing laws and consumer protection laws. Screening criteria and practices should be reviewed by legal counsel to ensure compliance. Investors should conduct their own due diligence and consult qualified professionals before implementing screening policies. Tomorrow, we're talking about eviction protection and rent default insurance. Understanding rent default insurance, legal expense coverage, eviction cost protection, and whether these policies are worth the cost. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.